And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, hey everybody, it is Thursday, Talk of the Town, and of course, that means generally when it comes to the roundtable, we're doing political stuff, and so we've brought in a heavyweight. We've got the Arizona Senate President, Karen Phan, for the whole hour, and so we're going to talk about everything from soup to nuts, and there's a lot of nuts out there in the soup, but we will have Karen Phan for you live here momentarily. Just wanted to say a big thank you to all the folks that had posted on our Facebook and otherwise tossed us some nice congratulations on our anniversary. The very first time that we heard the radio in Prescott Valley, sitting in my dad's car, when we fired up the radio signal for then KIHX, Kix 106, it was on September 1st, 1985, and it was a moment that obviously changed my life and much for the better. So once again, thanks to everybody that wished us the happy anniversary. And of course, it didn't hurt that it came right on the heels of my wedding anniversary, which was the day before that. So to my bride, Terry, thank you for a wonderful 39 years. We're working on number 40 for the coming year. So lots of good stuff. Want to get you in a good mood because we're going to talk politics after this. Karen Phan joins me live in studio here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right. You can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or order online and save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Comfort level is a huge consideration these days when you're out shopping for your pet food and feed. That's why we offer curbside service at all of our stores for those of you who don't want to enter a crowded environment. You just call the number posted on the outside of our stores when you arrive, give our associate your order, and we'll do the shopping for you. Then we'll bring the order out to your vehicle and load it with a smile. If you really can't make it out of your house, we've got that covered too. All of our stores will be more than happy to deliver your order to your front door or barn, and we'll do whatever you feel comfortable with as far as stacking it or storing it. All you need to do is call your local Olson store, and we'll steer you through the order process. No fuss, no muss. Or you can just come into our bright and airy stores and shop to your heart's content, all the while socially distancing to your comfort level. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and Olson'sGrain.com. And remember, good enough just isn't.
I Kennett Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me for the hour, Arizona Senate President Karen Fann, to talk about everything political in the world, which is basically everything in the world these days. I guess the first question that I had had to do with how we're doing in general. You know, you're obviously kept abreast of what's happening with the governor in terms of how Arizona is faring in the recovery from the COVID situation. So without getting into specifics, because we are going to do that a little bit later on in the hour, in general, how are we doing?
We're actually doing pretty good. We're doing a lot better than most other states are. Even the challenge that we are facing with trying to get businesses back open and the whatnot. But we are doing much, much better than almost every single state in the nation.
And what? How do you measure that? Is it in terms of infection rates, mortality rates, you know, all the, you know, hard and cold figures? And isn't some of that due to the fact that if you become more aggressive in testing, you're going to find more people that have the virus?
Yeah, and that's part of the tough part about this whole thing. And I think all of us will readily admit nobody wants to be a governor of any state in 2020. It's a no-win situation. And it's created an even worse situation because it's a political year. And you start from the top on down, look at every single ad on TV that is opposing Trump. You would swear that he's the one that manufactured it, unleashed it on the world, and he's responsible for everything. Yet, ironically, nobody seems to really want to talk about the truth about how actually we were one of the countries that noticed right off the bat there was a problem. And it was actually Trump and our people that actually shut down international travel as quickly as we could. It was something that was very quiet. We know now that the Chinese knew about this, kept it quiet. Had they been forthright and honest ahead of time a little more, we would have been able, because look where the hotspots were, Miami Airport, JFK in New York City, San Francisco, the international traveler hubs where people were coming in from the European countries, and the same thing that was, Asian countries, but the same thing happened in the European countries because there's a lot of Chinese manufacturers in Italy. Did you know that? That's why Italy was the hot spot.
Wow.
Is because of that. So, but it's tough. It's a challenge right now because we're trying to figure out what is it we need to do or not do, and the political rhetoric has just taken it to a degree that is just unbelievable.
Well, and like you said, nobody wants to be a governor or even a mayor, you know, in this day and age, because you're guaranteed to have almost half of the people upset with you, if not more so. But, you know, certainly as the president of the legislative body of the Arizona Senate, you know, there's probably a number of people out there that are saying, well, if we're in such a big emergency, then why aren't you guys down there at the legislature right now trying to fix all this stuff?
Yeah, so thanks for bringing that up, because that is a huge issue right now that's on Facebook and Twitter, and we're taking some major hits from a segment of our probably small segment, but it is a segment. So the reality is with the Arizona Constitution, there are only two ways for us to do special session. One way is the governor has to call us back in. And he calls us back in for a specific reason, i.e., I'm calling you back in on September 3rd for the purpose of looking at the budget or doing a liability bill or something. That's one way, and he's not calling us back in. The second way is we can call ourselves back in. Now, the way to do that is we have to use, it has to be a supermajority, which means we need 40 House of Representative members and 20 Senate members to vote for us to come back into special session. We don't have the votes. We only have 31 Republicans. The 9 Democrats plus that we need to get it over saying, no, we're not doing it. But if we do, we are not voting to open up. We are voting to shut things down because we think the governor's opening things too much. Oh, and by the way, we want to talk about raising unemployment. We want to talk about defunding the police. We want to talk about Black Lives Matter. These are very clear things that the Democrats have said. Yeah, we'll vote, but that's what it is.
And currently, looking at the upcoming election, there's a razor-thin margin in the state House of Representatives right now. And just in your thoughts and reflections, how desperate is it that the Republicans maintain control of the House in Arizona?
So the House, we are in control by one vote. It is 31-29. We lose one seat, we lose the House. In the Senate, we only have two extra seats. It's 17-13. We lose two seats, we lose the Senate. Now, why is this important? With people do not understand all the things that we've worked so hard. If you are in the majority, then you are the Speaker of the House, you are the President of the Senate. You get to pick what, you decide what the committees are. Republicans are the chairs of those committees, including appropriations, including everything else, all of these bad bills. And the public doesn't even see the hundreds of bad bills that are dropped by Democratic members.
Now, when you say bad, give me like an example without naming names.
Anti-gun bills. Right. They want to take, and I'm not kidding, I can show you the bills. They want to take our guns. They want to shut everything down. They do not like school choice. So there are bills that will completely ban private and charter schools. They want to expand the abortion rights. I mean, we literally had a House member last year that dropped a bill that went into infanticide. That is like just...
like the kind of thing we saw like in Virginia,
yes,
or New York State.
Yes, this is what the general public never sees, because we kill those bills. We absolutely go in a drawer and we say, we're not even wasting our time on these. We are not doing this. So if we lose that, guess what? We end up with a Democrat House Speaker or a Democrat Senate President. And guess what? All of our bills that we drop that protect our property rights, that protect our gun rights, that protect pro-life, pro-parental choice, those things will all get killed and put in the drawer. And instead, it will be the Democratic bills that will be heard that will totally reverse everything we've fought so hard for the last 20 years.
Well, and what doesn't happen legislatively sometimes gets put to a vote of the people via referendum. And it really has been stunning to me that the state of Arizona is one of the few places that you can go have a referendum to decide how much a certain occupation is paid. You know, it's one thing to be able to determine the minimum wage, because that applies to everybody. And there are things about the minimum wage bill that, you know, I personally find, I'm a free market kind of guy. I feel like if two people want to make an agreement where the other one works for you for $5 an hour and they're happy, it shouldn't be against the law to do that. But the government, you know, comes in and says, well, you got to pay them a living wage. So you have to pay them at least now, what, $12 an hour. But now you're talking about these referendums where you're talking of mandating how much we pay teachers. Well, why not having a bill where we mandate how much you pay radio station people and how much you pay artists and butchers? I mean, it makes no sense to me that something like this would be allowed to go forward.
Well, and that is part of the problem. Here in Arizona, we believe in our individual rights and our individual voices, and that's really good. The problem is the way it's set up, we have now opened up the floodgates where the unions, the people with all of the money that is coming in, literally spending spending millions of dollars. First, they spend millions of dollars paying people to get your signature. And when they get your signature, they don't tell you very much, but those guys are working to make a lot of money. Then they've spent millions and tens of millions of dollars doing all these ads that are not true. Take, for example, which we believe is off the ballot now, but the one about the minimum, quote, minimum wage for healthcare workers. These are private hospitals. By the way, it doesn't apply to the county public hospital. So this bill would not have applied to Maricopa County Hospital. It only applies to the private hospitals. Also, they're talking about minimum wage. Do you know what their minimum, the minimum average wage or the average wage for our healthcare workers, our nurses in Arizona is a little over $36 an hour? The average national wage is $35 an hour. So Arizona nurses,
I think we're doing okay.
But the ballot initiative said, oh, they need more than a minimum wage. Well, when we think minimum, we're thinking $12, $14 to $15 an hour, $7. No, there. And so when we argued this before the court, because their initiative said minimum wage, and we said, that's not an accurate stage. That is a misconception. You're trying to fool the people over. It's bizarre the way these things. And then, of course, the one with AEA and the Invest in Ed, that one is so full of hoes. And I'm telling you what, we should spend an entire program one time, maybe when we get a little closer. Let's have a conversation about that bill. Because
I mean, didn't the governor just allocate like a 20% raise across the board to teachers?
20 by 20 by 20. And
okay,
we
so
put billions
like,
back in.
Well, so are we supposed to do this every year now? Is that how this works? So that their pay will double every 5 years? And yeah, I mean, you have to understand that if you don't allow the free market to operate competitively, what you're basically doing is you are sanctioning inefficiency. And what is my incentive to do the best job I possibly can if I can just be a lazy bum and get the same amount of money as somebody that is really invested in the education of our kids?
So you just hit it exactly on point, which is exactly what's going on. We're talking about politics. We're talking about going what's going on in Arizona. Arizona is the number one state that the Democrats are coming to flip us. They want it from the top down. They want to flip us not only on the – they're going after McSally's seat, obviously, because they want to take the federal Senate. Obviously, they want to go to Biden, and they're trying to flip our own House and our own Senate here in the state of Arizona. Now, along with this, they're compounding this, if you will, because the unions have all said, if we're going to dump these tens of millions of dollars, we are going to flip the state to away from our right to work state. So this stuff that's going on, this thing with the AEA, this is not about money for the teachers. This is absolutely not about. This is what they're trying to sell you. This is what they're trying to say. But this is nothing more than the unions. They want to unionize the schools, the education. Because what happens when people get unionized, right? They say, oh, we're going to make things better. We're going to make things better. They get in there. You start paying union dues, which builds up their roles, which means more money for the unions. And it's like locusts coming from another planet. They go from one state to another. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is exactly it. Yeah. And I'm not kidding. This is widely known on a national level. They are going each state, and it is... They are literally wanting to turn every single state to a union state.
And you know what's funny about it, too, is we have friends that are educators in various parts of the country. And getting tenure maybe not as much now, but it was the goal. The goal was to get tenure. And when you ask, well, what does tenure do for you? It means I can't be fired.
Right.
Well, you know, if we get rid of the right to work laws in Arizona, that's basically going to give tenure to every working person in the country. Now, granted, that may sound good to you, but I can tell you right now, if I have somebody that works for me that's doing a bad job, I would like to have the ability to replace them with somebody doing a good job. I don't want to be forced to have to continue to employ somebody that's not doing good work.
Right. And in this litigious society, there are just so many attorneys out there that are just anxious and willing to say, let's take them to court, because because they'll never go because it'll cost so much, and they'll just settle with us every time because guess what? You didn't provide a special ride for them to go somewhere. The stories I've heard of things that have gone on is just unbelievable of what attorneys try to pull off, knowing full well that they don't have a chance in heck. But the insurance companies will settle because it's too costly.
That was always my contention, is that it's not so much that you are able to make it harder to be sued. The thing is, once you are sued, no matter how baseless the suit might be, you still are obligated to defend yourself, and you have to spend the money and endure the heartache of being able to defend yourself in court. We're just getting started with Senate President Karen Fan here on Talk of the Town on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and we're streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We're going to talk national politics when we come back live here on KQ&A, the Talk of the Quad Cities.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back. Senate President Karen Fan live in studio for the full hour. Let's talk about the national political situation right now with regard to the presidential race, Trump versus Biden. Obviously, we're having this presidential election in totally uncharted territory where you have riots in the streets in Democrat, controlled areas. You've got this COVID virus that everybody seems to come up with a different strategy every other day. One day masks are terrible. Another day you don't leave without a mask. We're trying to restart the economy that was going so well at the end of January. And small business people, I think, are being preyed upon. They are being kept in the dark, kept under lockdown. Meanwhile, we're saying it's okay to have your grocery stores open and your Walmarts and your Home Depots and stuff like that. But me as a small jewelry store where I can lock my door and only allow one person in at a time and totally control my environment, I have to stay closed. And that doesn't make sense to me. But on a national level, it's now the blame game where they're trying to dump on Donald Trump that he is responsible for all of this stuff. And I think what you said earlier today is a perfect example of the kind of thing that Donald Trump did early on by banning travel to and from China right at the very beginning of this. But yet now, as Joe Biden has emerged from his basement, they're now saying that this whole COVID fiasco is all Trump's fault, and right, and expecting at least 50% plus one of Americans to believe it.
That is really the sad thing, because, and I tell you, it makes me angry. It makes me so mad, because to think that people think that our voting public is that stupid, that we don't see through what's going on, right? I mean, the reality is, you know, Trump, everybody's not going to love Trump, and everybody's not going to love me or anybody else. He can be abrasive. Yes, he can. He is his own person. He has never been a politician. And that's probably one of his biggest downfalls and one of his best assets. He's not a politician. He tells you like it is. When he came and said, this is what I'm going to accomplish in the next 4 years, he's done pretty much every single thing, one of them. Now, and that's why we voted for him. We said, we want this and that and the other. What they were accusing him of before is, well, we don't like his tweets. Yeah, okay. He probably should lay off the tweets a little bit. I agree with that. You know, there are some things that do rub people wrong. But we're smart enough to look at the big picture and say, okay, put all this minutia aside, put all of this little petty stuff aside, and let's look at really what's good for the country. We have two candidates right now. We have Trump and we have Biden. Can't be any different than black and white or hot and
up
cold
and down,
or up and down, yeah, in and out, anything else.
Rain,
I mean,
and sun.
Complete opposites, right? We have a conservative that believes in the free market, that believes in everything, property rights, gun rights, everything. Of moving our country forward. Look at what's going on with our stocks. They are back up in the middle of COVID. They're back up to 29,000 again. Everything that we are doing, he's doing well, and they have nothing to attack him on. You know, the tweets weren't working, so now we're doing this. So look at the other side. You have the Biden. We all know that there's a really good chance Biden is not going to last 4 years. God bless him. He's a nice guy, but it's very obvious. He is having a hard time remembering things. This is not politics. This is not me trying to be, you know, to be disparaging about
it. Come on, man.
It is.
Come on, think about it.
It's true. I mean, we see this, right? I think, you know, the guy, he did his due diligence with the party and everybody else and said, it's my turn. You owe me. Didn't have anybody else. Kamala Harris is going to be the president within the next 2 years.
Even if he was as lucid as he could have been, like in the 1980s, today, he spent 47 years in the Congress,
right,
and got nothing done. Why on earth, as a voter, should I be supporting that? When, in fact, you look at the accomplishments that Donald Trump has made, however inartfully he may have spoken during the time he's done it, but, I mean, deregulatory efforts that made it easier for businesses to thrive, fossil fuel exploration with the fracking and the wildlife refuge, where we are now no longer beholden to the Arabs for oil. People are now buying oil from us. Pro-Israel. There has not been one more pro-Israel president than Donald Trump, moving the embassy finally into Jerusalem, the capital of the state of Israel, abandoning the Palestinians who have done everything they possibly can to sabotage peace in the Middle East, abandoning the Iranian nuclear deal, which was the biggest bag of crap you've ever seen in your life. I mean, What stuns me is that there was a thing on Facebook that I saw that 600 Jewish organizations announced that they were siding with Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter has in their platform an anti-Israel. They declare Israel to be an apartheid state, and they're anti-Israel. That's dating back to the formation of Black Lives Matter, which was formed years ago by George Soros. This is a George Soros organization, and he must be belly laughing right now to cash that check from Pepsi and all these other corporate donors that he's getting, because this whole thing was designed to be a sham, and now all these so-called legitimate people are jumping on board thinking that this is the new Martin Luther King, I have a dream. And these are people, this isn't a dream, this is a nightmare.
Right. And you know, everybody knows, and this is, you know, they were all hoping for Bernie. The problem is that Bernie was just, he was too honest, because he is radical. He's always said that. So he is what he is. And then the Democrat Party just could not get enough people on board. You know, the moderate Democrats, the more mature Democrats, the younger Democrats, yeah, they're all for Bernie Sanders and the Green New Deal and AOC and all those other things. But the Democratic establishment could not get behind him. And so this is nothing more than, okay, they still resonate and relate with Joe Biden. We're going to put him up as the front guy. He's paid his dues. He's kind of there. He's not disliked. He's not, you're right, he hasn't done anything. He's done a few silly sayings, but they said, we'll put him up there. And then here's what we're going to do. We will pick a vice president that will help try and carry him over, because that is the person that's going to, and it's going to be somebody that is going to be a socialist, somebody that is going to be aligned with Bernie Sanders and with Michael Moore and with all the far left socialists. And they pick Kamala Harris, which is exactly right. Do you know that she disqualified a judge that was a candidate for a judge in California because he was Catholic? Because she said because he was Catholic, he couldn't be impartial?
She couldn't even hang around long enough to make it to one primary election.
If people really dug into Kamala's background and see exactly what she has done and hasn't done and really what she is really about, I think that's one of the reasons why she was picked, is because she isn't well known enough that the people don't really realize how bad this is really going to be. If Biden wins and she ends up stepping into place, we will never be the same again, ever.
We're going to take a quick break. We are talking with Arizona Senate President Karen Fan. We have her for the whole hour right here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for you and your family. We have the hottest grills from top brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And since our stores are locally owned and we're committed to helping our neighbors, we'll also assemble and deliver your grill for free. Around the block, what you need in stock with people who know their grills. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through September 7th on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Saliva-based COVID-19 testing comes to the high country. The Coconino County Health Department announces it's partnering with Arizona State University to bring the newest method of COVID testing. The health department's Kim Musselman says a testing station opened yesterday at Northern Arizona University, and starting Tuesday, Fort Tuthill adds the saliva option to its testing site.
We've been doing lots of other kinds of testing and kept wanting to bring to our community even more an improved and less invasive type of testing out there, so we're super excited to be getting it.
Musselman is happy to be moving away from those long lines. Musselman says the testing is free to anyone, but the health department is asking that you register to help speed up the lines. Information and a link to testing registration is available at the Coconino County Health Department website. Musselman is happy to be moving away from those long swabs.
And now we're transitioning into the saliva testing, which clearly doesn't involve anything going up your nose, rather putting your saliva into a little tube.
Sunny and dry into and through your KQ&A weather weekend, cooling overnight to a clear 62, then warming tomorrow through Labor Day to about 95 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 69, heating up to 105 the next 4 days. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Now, more than ever, it's time to support local business. Go out safely and grab a meal at your favorite restaurant. Catch up with a friend at a local bar or Christmas shop early at one of our great locally owned shops. This is Dave Barrett of your truly local propane company, inviting you to take advantage of our annual pre-buy program, where you can buy your winter propane at summer prices. Order online to save $10 at barrettpropane.com. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane. The name you trust.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Yavapai County, your ingenuity is inspiring. Since COVID-19, you've changed how you keep in touch with family, found new ways to stay fit, and adopted habits to keep yourself and others safe. And now, you can participate in dynamic health and wellness presentations right from your laptop. Healthy Conversations is Yavapai Regional Medical Center's new virtual speakers bureau. It's also your connection to informative presentations from YRMC Healthcare Experts. You'll learn the benefits of a plant-based diet, how to deal with varicose veins, what self-compassion means, and lots more. And during live presentations, you can submit questions to the speaker from your laptop or other device. Check out the Healthy Conversations calendar and register at yrmchealthconnect.org. You'll find us under the Events tab. Ingenuity inspired by you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And with me is Arizona Senate President Karen Fan, live in studio. Let's talk about one of my favorite subjects, the media. I want to tell you, first of all, I take my my share of lumps, not because of anything we've done, but because of the way the media handles itself out in the marketplace. I get a lot of people that'll say, oh, and you can't trust the media. And so I have to come in on my little Facebook and go, well, you can trust us. Yeah. We are, well, we weren't talking about you. We were talking about the media out there. And, you know, as the Arizona Senate president, it must frustrate the heck out of you when you have these journalists who in the past only had to report what was the thing about, what was the vote that was taken, and what was the result. Now everybody feels compelled to install their opinion in everything, so there's no objective journalism anywhere anymore.
That is so true. And when we're going to have this conversation, we are not lumping all media in, because there are some good media outlets like you and a few others. But I will, on a side note, before I go down this path, I have to let you know, it's gotten so bad. There's a new publication that started, online publication started a couple of years ago. It's called the Arizona Mirror. It is 100% paid for by George Soros. It was 100% set up to look like a legitimate news source, online news source, and for the sole purpose was because of these elections coming in, so that they could spin the stories. And so it looks like it is a news source, and it's not. It is 100% funded by the Democrats to make it look like it. And that is, remember I said earlier, I said the saddest thing right now is that the disrespect that that we are being treated as voters, that they really just... they think that they can get away with this and do it, and we're going to be okay with that. No, we're not okay with this. So let's talk about the media. Yeah, they don't report, many of them do not report the news anymore. They are doing it surely and fully for political reasons. And we were just talking during the break. I can tell you, in the 10 years I've been down there, I've even seen a worse change down there of trying, you know, media that they say they want to come ask you, and then all of a sudden, what they had is what they reported was not what you said. They twisted it. They took it out. So I will tell you what I've done. The first thing I did is that I don't do interviews with reporters in my office without my media person there, and we tape it. And for the sole reason is because when this first started, and I said, this isn't what I said. And the reporter said, well, yeah, it is. And I said, no, it's not. So I said, here's what we're going to do. From now on, we're taping our conversation. And if you try this again, I will call you on it in a heartbeat, because you're not going to twist my rumors. Just because you are a reporter or a media person doesn't give you the right to twist my words around and make it appear I said something that I never said. We're not doing that anymore. I also had a lot of reporters that on that same note of where they would do that, they would twist it around. And I finally, particularly since I became Senate president last year, I said, here's the deal, guys. I don't have time to talk to every reporter every day or every other day because things are moving so fast. So I said, here's what I'm going to do. The time that I have for reporters, I'm going to start at the top. And those that are fair and balanced and really want to report with the deal, you're going to be at the top of my list. And if I only have time to talk to three or four reporters, and you are one of those nice, fair, and balanced people, you will be one of those three and four reporters. If I have extra time left over, okay, maybe I'll get to number five or six. But otherwise, and it has made a huge difference with some reporters that you know. It has made a huge difference with them, and I've seen a difference in the way that they're reporting, because they know if they're going to respect me and they're going to respect their profession, then I'm going to do the same for them. And you know what? If I get a call, I either answer it from them or I text them and say, I'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes. And I get back with them every time. And we've built this report, but it took that to get there. And I will tell you what, the Arizona Republic is probably one of the most biased medias that I have ever seen. Besides the Arizona Mirror, it's not a factual thing. And their opinion page is like so far left. It's just... You know, I don't know how those people can go to bed at night. They are just not nice people.
Speaking of which, I want to dovetail over to something that we haven't yet really had a huge incident of, and that is the kind of unrest that has been going on in places like Portland and Seattle and Kenosha, Wisconsin, and other places. What are we doing to keep that kind of riotous behavior from spilling into Arizona. Can you share with us some of the meetings maybe that you've had with some of the leaders around the state? And has there been discussions about, you know, what we can do to preserve people's right of free speech? But at the same token, nobody has a right to burn anybody's building down.
Yeah, so it's very difficult to have those conversations right now because nobody wants to talk, because this is all about them wanting to burn. This is not about, let's sit down and have a serious conversation about how we can possibly make our police forces better, or we can help the whether it's a social issue or whatever. This is not. Trust me, this is just as much politics as anything else. All of this going on with the riots, this is not about improving things. This is about people looting, breaking into buildings. This is about total civil unrest right now. What's going on in Portland? Who in God's green earth would ever let people take over? And when I say people, I use that word lightly. Take over radicals to take over an entire downtown area, police stations, everything else, and just sit back and say, oh, well, the children are acting out. No, why would you ever even let them get away? Day one, you should step in and say, no, we will be glad to sit down and talk. And if we've got problems, let's work this through. But this is not the way to do it. You do not destroy taxpayer property. You do not threaten people's lives. Threaten, oh my God, we've gone past threatening now. Yeah, now they're literally out of control, where you walk down the street. First, they spit on you. They were verbally accosting you or everything else. Now they have escalated to physical violence. Literally, look at everything you're seeing on YouTube and everything else, where literally they are picking up car wheel caps and zinging them and knocking out police officers.
I would guess that Governor Ducey is probably not of the same mindset as Governor Evers in Wisconsin, or the governor in Washington, Inslee, or in Oregon, that should any of this kind of nonsense find its way to the city streets of Phoenix, where you do have a Democrat administration, I worry that in the interest of being fashionable, that the mayor, Kate Galagos, would turn a blind eye to some of this. Because I'll be honest with you, I think some of this is specifically designed to create anger, or create the image that the country is angry at Donald Trump and doesn't want to see him reelected.
Exactly. It exactly is. That's why I said there's more politics
it's
than
theater.
I think people. It's theater. It's politics. You know, we're still trying to get to the bottom because it's all starting to leak out now on some of this stuff. If you can start getting this information about some of these people involved, and we're now finding out and we're trying to get to the bottom of it. Literally, a lot of these people are coming from out of state. They're coming from out of areas, and many of them are actually being paid for, or being paid, I should say. They are to literally go in, and we want you to create havoc. We want you to do this. We want you to protest. We want you to riot. We want you to create this havoc, and they're being paid to do that.
We'll drop a supply of bricks for you on this corner.
There
and you know
go.
Where you can get them.
Absolutely, and don't worry. You know, go ahead, set up, and we'll make sure you have food and supplies every day.
Now we have received some notification of a Black Lives Matter demonstration here in Prescott tomorrow. On the Courthouse Plaza at, I think, 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I'm certainly hoping that this is one of those things where you hold up signs and chant, and that's as far as it goes. I really would not like to see anyone get hurt or be physically accosted on either side for this. But it just it worries me that this is part of the idea of turning Arizona blue, is going into conservative strongholds like Prescott, like Lake Havasu City, and showing your presence as this overall activist organization, which has behind it not so nice stuff. You know, the Marxist rhetoric and the anti-Israel rhetoric that's behind Black Lives Matter, that's ignored by so many people that are so quick to say, well, we must do something, and the Black Lives Matter group is something, therefore we must do it. But they don't realize who they're hooking up their wagon to.
Yeah. My question is we're talking Prescott, Arizona here. So why would somebody that is associated with Yavapai College, that I'm pretty sure that she's not from this area, I don't think she's lived here very long, why would she be purposely organizing and inviting Black Lives Matter people here to protest? To my knowledge, and I grew up in Prescott. You've been here forever. I've been here since I was 4 years old. To my knowledge, we have never had a police racial incident here. And I'm talking Prescott, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Humboldt, Chino, everywhere. To my knowledge, we have all worked pretty closely together, regardless of race, creed, color, religion, or anything else. We have all been pretty good, other than back in the 60s when we had a little turf between the surfers and the cowboys. Because, you know, the cowboys were still, you know, the boots, and we didn't like those people coming in with their long hair, but we got through that back in the 60s. But my point is why our Prescott Quad City area is, for the most part, pretty peaceful. We watch out for each other. We look out. We may have some political differences, but not to the extent that why would we actually invite potential trouble here?
Yeah.
Who's trying to stir the pot, and why are they doing that?
Yeah, I mean, really, most of the problems we've had law enforcement-wise are either drug-related or mental health issues.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's almost like this group feels as though they have to plant their flag everywhere they go, just so you know, you can't be too comfortable in your, you know, white privilege world there, Senate President fan, that, you know, you've had it too good for too long, and we're here to show you that you need to start thinking on a totally different level. And, you know, quite honestly, I don't want to be a Marxist. I don't want Marxists making policy for this country. Everywhere you have seen Marxism in the world, you've had people's rights trampled. You know, places like China, for instance. Okay, so China, you know, we have a presidential candidate, Joe Biden, that has taken money from China versus a presidential candidate, the President Donald Trump, who has imposed strict tariffs and trade regulations on China. Do you really need more clarification than that in determining how you want your country to go forward? Do you want China dictating to you as an American how your country should function, or should you as an American be dictating to China that policies of freedom and personal choice are what make it in the world?
That's right. You know, and you want to talk about all American, and this is another thing that just totally blows me away. How many jobs has Trump brought back to America that have been lost overseas? How many of those jobs? Now, this is not an R or a D issue, because a lot of those jobs that were brought back were in heavy Democrat states. We're talking, you know, steel mills, we're talking coals, we're talking anything and everything, the manufacturing jobs, brought those back to these solid Democrats. So this is, you know, it's ironic that they actually trash Trump so much, when the ironic thing is he has actually done so much for our industry, for our the American way of life, our jobs, our stock market. It's amazing how we have somehow managed to vilify everybody for the sake of politics, instead of saying, okay, wait a minute, let's really talk about the issues here.
So as far as getting Arizona back on track, we've only got a couple minutes left. People are fleeing. They're fleeing the cities in California and Oregon and other places where this unrest, in Chicago, and these places, and New York, where these unrest is happening, and they're coming to places like Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But they're bringing their politics with them.
I know.
And I'm you know, look in your crystal ball and tell me, how is this election going to go for the state of Arizona? What's our chances that we emerge with the same or better in the House and Senate down at the Capitol?
So I will tell you the one most important thing that everybody needs to remember about this election, and that is you have to vote. You have to vote, because the reality is if you sit back and you don't vote, that's exactly how we lose elections. And I, for one, am not willing to lose our House and our Senate. I, for one, do not want to lose our right to work status. So quite honestly, I am asking anybody and everybody out, whether you are a Republican or an independent or just a reasonably intelligent Democrat person that says this Marxist socialism is not what I want for my family either. So, you know, it's a shame that we do put labels on each other, whether we're, but I am asking people, please sit back and look at really where our future is. And is this really, you know, are we doing okay? Or are we so disappointed with the way America is, where every other country would die to get into here, citizens?
I mean,
they
look,
want to be part of us. And here we are purposely trashing our country and making it something that they're trying to flee away from. It's ridiculous.
Well, and again, I think that a lot of this is theater. These are specifically run communities that are being sacrificed by this political ideology. And if you go back and look at the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in the early 1900s, what do you think those people did? Well, they pulled down monuments. They set their countries on fire, and they rioted in the streets and overthrew the czar. Well, that's exactly the playbook that these people are drawing from, and the puppet master is George Soros. I'm telling you, I've sent around a Facebook on George Soros. He has over 300 organizations that he's founded, ones that you all are aware of: MoveOn.org, Media Matters, Black Lives Matter, Occupy Wall Street. This is all a George Soros scorched earth policy, so that when it's done, we will all be lying in ruin, and George Soros will be standing there with his hands on his hips saying, I'm the king of the castle and you're the dirty rascal.
Yep.
And that's really all it is. This guy's insane.
Yeah. And ironically, people don't see it, or they don't want to believe it. It's crazy.
Well, let's just hope. We'll certainly try to have you back here before Election Day. Senate President Karen Fant, a very quick hour. We could do this for five more.
We could.
All right, and we will be right back with some final thoughts right here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, we ran a little bit long with Senate President Karen Fan, but big thank you for coming in and spending the hour talking with us. And like Karen said, you got to get out there and vote. It's your country. Got to take control. It's your state. And it's your legislature. So get out there and vote. And Mark Levin, Talk of the Quad Cities, continues here on KQ&A. We'll be here tomorrow at 4 with Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.